When we're at 50%, we are so close to 100%. It's just one more doubling. And when you're at 100%, you're so close to 200%. And the faster you can accelerate, the faster that will work. What if it's three times?
This is the playbook.
The key to being in business is to stay in business. You've got to stick to it. You've got to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. Here's what happens though. 20-year-old calls me, wants to drop out of Harvard. It's a lot of pressure, right? Because I know what kind of parental expectations are on them. So I'll tell them, look, you're gonna drop out, that's fine. I said, but you gotta promise me you gotta stick to this. Because if you're not gonna stick to this, is what's gonna happen. You're gonna be 30 years old. You're gonna be 25% of the way there. You're 25% of the way you think you are going to be, and you're gonna quit like 99% of the other people on earth. You're gonna quit because you don't understand acceleration and growth and working long. And here's what's sad. If you would last another 5 years at 35, there'd be even more pressure on you. All your friends would call you a loser. Your parents would be more disappointed in you than anything else in the world. All the people at Harvard would see, that's why you're supposed to stay here, blah, 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 blah. At 35 years old, you're 50% of the way there. But most people, the 99% of the 1% quit. That leaves the 1% of the 1%. And now Mr. Harvard dropout, 2.5 years later, at 37 and a half, you're 100% of the way there. Now you're lucky. Harvard's inviting you back to speak. They're climbing onto you. All the people that smirked, laughed at you now are applauding you. But most people don't give it the time. They don't give it the 25 to 50. 99% of the people quit at 25%. Another 99% at 50. And they're only even half as far away.
Entrepreneurs like these, they're working 2 years and they're actually ahead of schedule because most people can't get to where they get in 2 years. But even within that, you think you should be there faster, you should be farther. But 2 years, you guys are about 25% of the way that you want, where you want to be, right? If you're focused in on acceleration and exponential growth, in 1 year from now, he might be frustrated too because now it's been 3 years and he's only 50% of the way he's going to be. But what he doesn't understand is if he focuses on exponential growth, in 6 months, he'll be 100%. In 3 months, he'll be 200%. In a month and a half, he'll be 400%. That's how you get the hockey stick in business. Where most entrepreneurs, they get to the 25% mark and they create more resistance and they either quit or then it takes another 2 years or another 4 years to get to 50% and then another 4 to 8 years to get to 100% because they're focused in on the wrong thing, putting their faith into the resistance, the shortages, the voids and obstacles. The minute you say patience is your problem, that means there's not enough time.
That's how Bezos made $100 billion. Through believing in himself and consistently. 25 years ago, if that dude would have told me that he was gonna start a bookstore in his garage and be the richest man on earth, I would have smirked at him. But he understands the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of his potential. You just stick to it. The best piece of advice is literally enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. Always stay in business. Even today, when I woke up, the first thing I checked was the math of my businesses. Make sure I'm in business tomorrow. If I guarantee I'm in business tomorrow, I'm gonna experience acceleration and growth lessons. The lessons are gonna keep on coming until I learn them. They result in pain when I haven't learned them. I'm gonna forget every lesson I've ever learned, I know that. But I have the power to remember it and more power to access it than ever before. Everything's about lessons, just like my mom taught me way long ago. Just be accountable. How did I attract this to myself? What am I supposed to learn from it?